Hello.
I don't know what's going on with the phones. They're just
I
dropping.
don't need.
This is what
Yeah,
happened yesterday.
yes, but I didn't. You know, I didn't know that, and she never called back. And I tried to call her and didn't pick up. And then today, it kind of called out of nowhere. And she said, "Okay," and it was kind of maybe I took it a little aggressively, and so I was uncomfortable. And I said, "I'm not sure even who you are, so let me. I'd like to speak to Jasmine."
Aw. I love when I hear that because I'm like, okay, well, what did you do to her? What did you say? How did you? So I'm here to fix that. Okay. So Haya works
Okay.
with us. She's part of our
Okay.
coordinating team. She's going to be
Okay.
the one to further you along in the process. And they're also going to be reaching out to Raina to give her and
Okay.
send her the hiring application, get her started. So all of this is
Now
part of our team.
I have one thing to say. I found the letter. Remember the letter I was looking for that came from Parkside, for the financial division?
Okay.
I found that, and you know they were requesting like your bank statements and all like that.
Yeah, good.
And I didn't respond because the young lady from Department of Aging said I had told her I have nothing. You know, but she said then you're not you don't have anything to send in. So then I thought in the Compass report they could see. So that's why that's what it was telling me to just send things in, but I didn't have anything to send in, like my bank. I don't have a bank account or none of that.
Well, even better. That means they don't got nothing to look into.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
that's why.
that's good.
But when I didn't see the letter, and it's just such a small print. I didn't see that they gave you to September 4th to send it in, and I was like, I don't have nothing to send in. When I looked at it today, so I don't know whether that'll hinder me or what goes on there.
Let me check. Let me go into the program right now. Let's see if what they put in. Hold on one second. Let me just
Okay, I
check.
have a record number if you need it that's on the letter.
What's the record ID number?
Okay, it's 51263 7856.
What number is that? Where are you reading that off the letter?
Off the letter, it just says record ID.
Well, let's check to see what that is. That's no use to us because that's their department in Medicaid. Hold on one
Oh,
second, but I'm gonna go
okay.
into the program to see if you've been what's going on. All right, I'm gonna ask you for some information, okay, because I'm on a totally different page. What's your date of birth? Miss Kilson? Miss Kilson? Hello? Miss Kilson? Hello? Miss Kilson? Miss Kilson, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you. Nothing you're saying. Hello? 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 Hello, hello? Oh, I
Hello, let
couldn't
me hear. I'm
hear.
sorry.
Yeah. I
I
was like,
couldn't
I
hear the whole
lost
thing.
her.
It's that let me put you on hold.
Okay,
So,
no worries. All right, I'm going
okay.
in now. I just gotta confirm your date of birth. What's your date of birth?
10/16/1957.
Told, okay.
Did he turn his badge in
we're going by ourselves, me and you, like where to go.
There's no new updated notes on Promise, the Medicaid program. Doesn't say anything. One second, let me just confirm this. Kilson is K-I-L-S-O-N, correct?
K-I-L-S-O-N, yes.
Excuse me?
It is, yes, that's right. It's K-I-L-S-O-N as in Nancy.
And last name is M-C-E-L-V-E-E-N.
M-C-E-L. V as in Victor, E-E-N.
Yep, and date of birth is 10-16-57.
Yeah, well, they addressed me, though. They only addressed me as Kathy Kilson now.
Okay, hold on. Let me. Maybe it's Kathy I need to put in front of it. One second.
Okay, and that's with a C.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So Kilson, I'm going to put as a middle name. Hold on.
No. They addressed me as just Kathy Kilson. They don't
all
put
right.
the McElveen on at all.
You're not even populating with that name.
Oh, okay.
Not populating at all for you.
Not?
Let me check the notes. Hold on. Let me just check one more thing.
I wonder if... Okay.
Let me see. So you do have a Medicaid number. It is... But why isn't it... It's not populating on my end under Kathy. 10-16-57. No, Kathy McElvin. Nope, it's not showing nothing. But you do have a Medicaid ID number. Did you call the broker to find out what's going on?
Okay, who is the... I keep asking, who's the broker?
The broker is the Medicaid people that I gave you the number to call, remember?
Okay,
to ask them...
No. No, I did not.
You have to call them because... Because they're the ones that are going to tell you, you know, what's missing, what financial paperwork, what application, what to do next.
All right, let me call real quick.
Yep, and then let me give you the number again.
Okay.
Okay, so write Medicaid broker.
Mm-hmm.
877-550-4227.
Okay, 5-4. Okay, thank you. Let me call before I forget.
And then let me know what they tell you. Call me back.
Okay, bye-bye.